Stan, I'm guessing you maybe didn't expect that scoreline when you went into the match, given how well he was playing.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't expect that score, but I was confident with my game. I know he was playing good since the beginning of the tournament, but I was confident with what I was doing since the beginning of the tournament. I think I'm playing well. I know how to play him. Today was a perfect match for me. I started really well from the beginning. I was playing the right player, and it's great. I'm really happy to be in the semi-final here.
Stan, it's another Grand Slam, another deep run. How aware are you of how much better you are in best of five compared to best of three in terms of winning, and what do you attribute it to?
Yeah, I know the stat in the last few years, but I'm always trying to give my best in any tournament. Every tournament I want to win. It's just I don't find the same way in the tournament than in Grand Slam. But again, I think I'm quite happy with my career, with what I'm doing every year. For me, it's important to still focus on what I'm doing here. I think everything is going well so far, so let's try to push for more.
Stan, it will be a repetition of last year's semifinal. What is different this year in the way you feel, in your game? Do you expect a different result this year?
Yeah, probably a different result, that's for sure. That's what I expect and I hope. But it's going to be interesting match for sure. Last year, I was playing really well. He was confident. He was playing better than me. I remember on that court in the semi-final, he was really aggressive in his game. He was pushing me all the time, so it was tough for me to find any solution last year. But again, it's a different year. I think he's struggling a little bit since the beginning of the year, but he's in the semi-final. So a champion like him, when he finds a way to win matches, he's playing better and better. So I accept him to play his best tennis. But again, I know the way I'm playing so far, and hopefully I can win this match.
On that match again, I mean, I think he surprised you a bit, because when he played that semi-final last year, he did take the ball on so early. So do you think that you'll be prepared for that this time?
Yeah. Last year, as I say, it was really confident with what he was doing, and he was really aggressive. So when you have a lot of win behind you and you're confident with your game, you can go for more. And that's what he did last year, for sure. I expect him to try to do the same, because that's the way he's trying to play against me, to be aggressive and all. But I think I have other answer with my game. I think I'm playing better than last year also. So it can be only a big challenge and hopefully a good match.
You said you didn't expect the score of today. And did you expect the score of Djokovic losing 6-love in the third set with Thiem? And how surprised you are, and what kind of opinion do you have on that?
No, for sure, no one expected Djokovic to lose 6-love in the third set, but I watched a little bit the first set. He had some chance to take it, to be a little bit more confident little by little, but the fact that Thiem took that set and start to be a little bit more confident and going a little bit more for his shot, he killed the match. What I have to say else, I don't know. Novak is still looking his way back. He's still fighting, trying his right way to play his best tennis. He didn't find it yet, but we all think he's going to find it, and hopefully soon, because he's a great champion and it's always nice to see him play good.
Stan, can you tell us a bit about how you felt about your tennis over the last few weeks, what's working well for you, and what your frame of mind has been like over the last few weeks as well, please?
I'm happy with the way I'm playing in general. I think I'm serving, I'm doing everything well. I've been practicing really hard since we changed on the clay courts. I didn't had some good matches the first three tournaments, but since I started to win more matches in Geneva and win the tournament, I find my confidence with my game, and now I'm happy, I'm confident. Today was a perfect example. I'm playing great tennis. I have answer for everything on the court, and I'm happy with to be in the semi-final again.
Today you again did the mental gesture. Working, sorry? You did the mental gesture.
I didn't.
Oh, sorry. But how do you always do that? How do you work with different conditions of wind and the weather changing so much and working on those conditions along your game?
Yeah, I adapt my tennis for sure. I adapt. We always adapt. Depends of the condition. We used to adapt in those conditions. Then for sure against a guy like Marvin, I'm playing a different game than when I play against Mufis. That's for sure. Trying to mix a little bit more the speed today. Trying to play higher ball, some slice, take the control when I can, but not to give him the same rhythm all the time.
You obviously remember last year's match against Murray really well. Does it give you extra motivation when you play somebody again at the same tournament that you've lost to, or do you not? Are you not bothered about stuff like that?
I don't think we need extra motivation when you arrive in a semi-final of a Grand Slam. The motivation is quite high, so for me, it doesn't change that we played last year and that I lost against him. It's a new match, it's a new year. We can see everything is completely different from last year. The week before the tournament, we did some different results, so it's going to be a new match, but I'm sure a great challenge. It's always interesting to play the world number one in a Grand Slam.